tonight to most of you feeling alive, Salt Lake.
Beats Antique integrates elements of many musical styles into their records, ultimately producing a widely appreciated style that appeals to a diverse range of listeners. Their performances are popular due to their visual components. Colorful lights create moving shapes covering the stage, and a dynamic dancer comes and goes throughout the show. Their performance attracted a diverse crowd in terms of race, ethnicity, and age.
Rod Kwiecinski of Holiday, and I'm in the motorsports industry. So we were very fortunate to quietly slip to the front here, and this is now where we stand. So we're in a perfect spot.
Audience members enjoyed the performance by clapping, chanting, hula hoop dancing, and drinking Utah's local brews.
You can't do the festival without a little barley pop. I've got a Uinta 801, and then we did a Hop Nosh Tangerine IPA. So really perfect flavors for the night, like light, kind of citrusy, lemony. You know, it's a hot evening, so it's good. Fits.
The crowd reacted very enthusiastically every time dancer Zoe Jakes came onto the stage.
You could definitely see she knew belly dance, she knew yoga, she knew modern dance. I mean, she fused a lot. Beautiful, long, dark hair. I mean, she plays the role. She plays the part. Like, yeah, she's amazing.
To view photos and videos from the Utah Arts Festival, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Mikey Kettinger.